Yes, yes, yes. We are here with another week of My Mama Basement.
Yeah, yeah. We in here.
If y'all don't know by now, they call me ST. And I'm just lucky to be alive today. I'm just lucky to be alive.
Breathing that life, man.
I got conned into drinking alcohol. One of the worst things in the world. And I woke up a different person, man. I woke up wanting to change my life, man. I woke up wanting to change my life and change my lifestyle. That's what I want to do.
Next, your boy ST is your boy R. Dot. You know what I'm saying? Known for getting into NFTs, man. They about to call me NFT R. Dot.
You copping that? You copping the NFT?
Copping, son. Copping a bored monkey, man. About to cop me a bored monkey. See,
that's crazy
flip,
though,
man.
Right? It's crazy how artists are winning now.
Are they? Digital art.
Digital art. Like, if you are able to draw or like paint or something, artistry, you could win right now. Win heavily.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
They said Art Basel in Miami's this weekend.
The who?
Art Basel.
What the fuck
is
that?
It's like a big art festival in Miami or whatever.
Really? And it's going to be what, mad NFTs there?
Yeah, and so they trying to, they're going to sell probably maybe the most expensive NFT. It's probably, they're going to bid on it. It's going to be auctioned off.
Wow.
And it's that board, it's the Bored Ape. It's one of the Bored Ape designs. So, you know,
what's up,
artists, man, are winning, man. And
absolutely, man.
Shit, I'm about to start my NFT called Stick Figures. It's a bunch of stick figures. That's all I can draw. And we're going to get this money. Yeah.
Stick figure work.
Yeah. Stick figure NFT.
Listen, you know, we just report on that girl that made the long neckies.
Yeah.
She's selling her paintings for $1 million.
Winning.
Come on, man.
Winning. So it's all about winning, man. It's all about winning. And I like winners. Where do you want to go? The parents of the shooter in Michigan. The high school shooter in Michigan. His parent, I think they got his parents finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They got involuntary manslaughter charges because I think they knew his intent. They knew that he was gonna
and
go
they didn't
to school
do nothing
and do something stupid, and they didn't do nothing about it. So, so what's going on, man?
And they bought him the gun too.
Right, you know, packing the Mac in the back of that.
That shit is crazy.
I mean, you know.
They should go to jail.
Yeah,
first of
I
all,
mean,
they shouldn't have been the first one. There's a couple parents that should have been in jail.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you raising a fucking terrorist, then yeah, man, the fuck? Maybe you should go to jail. Your parental rights should be revoked, all that shit, man. Should not be able to fucking reproduce all that nonsense, man. Don't put your fucking seed in this world to do stupid shit. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lesson to be learned.
That ass, man.
Oh, gosh.
Man, should we go into the dude that got shot 9 times in the back?
Yeah, shooter got shot 9 times in the back. Where was this at? Tell him the place.
Tuscan, Arizona.
Tuscan, yeah, Tuscan, Arizona.
Tuscan, Arizona. Oh, yeah, Tucson. Facts. Tucson, Arizona, man. Cops shoot a man in a wheelchair 9 times in the back.
How the hell does that even happen?
How the fuck does that happen?
He wasn't going out. He couldn't have been going fast.
Story is he was shoplifting in a Walmart.
Okay.
And loss prevention came up to him like, yo, we seen you stealing that, man.
All right, nigga, now you got to go catch me. Ha, 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 na, 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 boo, boo.
He said, let me see your receipt. And the guy pulled out a knife and said, here's my fucking receipt.
Yeah, nigga.
And rolled off. Like, oh, who the fuck you think you are? So they called the cops on him. They telling the cops, oh, he pulled out a knife on me. Cops roll up. They tell a man to stop. Stop, keep, man keeps it rolling. It's like, fuck, I'm not stopping for nobody. I'm moving. Cops say, stop, rolling. Stop. Stop him.
So the cop said what? Cops are saying stop, stop. And then what happened?
He said stop. The man kept it rolling. Stopped just, and the cop just like, yo, you just gonna keep on rolling in front of my face, huh? As I told you to stop. Shot him 9 times in the back.
He probably had an attitude that day too.
But what kind of attitude you gotta have to shoot a man in a wheelchair?
Nah. First of all, what kind of that you gotta have some good aim? Because the wheelchair is covering his back.
Nah, he was close range.
Oh.
He was close range on him. Like, he was close enough
so
to.
He could have just stopped the chair himself.
He could have just put a stick
now,
in between.
Now, was it a motorized chair?
It was a motorized chair. But you could put a stick in between that shit and he's not going nowhere.
Nah, some of them, the motorized chairs can be used as a weapon.
He was going away from the officers. He wasn't going towards them. He ain't put it in hyperdrive.
The motorized chairs are like 500, like 1,000 pounds type shit.
He's going away from them, though. Like, all he had to do was put him in a headlock.
Something.
Like, where
take
he going?
Take his fucking battery out.
Yeah, man. What you going to do? What you going to do if you put him in a headlock? Where he going? Come on. All the dude had was a knife on him. He can't. If you behind him, he can't even stab you right.
He can't.
Like,
he
how
gotta
he going to stab? Like, come on.
You got to reach behind.
Man, police. He's going to jail. That guy got to go to jail, though. He got fired, but he need to go to jail for that.
He got fired.
That's not enough. That's not enough, man.
You be fucking, you act stupid, and then boom, there you go. Boom, boom, bam. You get shot. Have one bad day, boom, boom, bam. You get shot. So. Nine times. Yeah, he didn't put one bullet. He put multiple slugs.
So we know you're serious.
Multiple slugs.
He ain't even get
one in the air.
Nope.
That usually make people chip.
How about you shoot the battery to the wheelchair? It's over.
Shoot the battery, nigga.
Nobody not going nowhere now. Now where you going?
Nah, not going I gotta nowhere. Push you, nigga. What's up?
Jesus, man.
Nine shots, huh?
Chris Cuomo. I'll holla at you. Cause you fired. You fired. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he ain't get fired. He's suspended. He's suspended with
indefinitely.
Pay.
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
He gone, man. He gone.
And don't they got Don Lemon taking his place in?
Oh, shit. I don't even
they
know.
Moved, I think they moved up Don Lemon's hour or whatever.
They trying to crush that Cuomo name.
I mean.
They trying to crush that
your
name.
Your brother asks you for advice. You going to ignore his texts?
Nah. I'm not. I'm going to try to find out what's up. I'm trying to help you out, bro.
It's his brother, man. Now, he did get into weird categories with the messages and the emails talking about, yo, I got dirt on Shorty. I got dirt on this girl. And that's a little too much. However, if your brother asks you for advice, is that a crime?
Yeah.
Apparently.
If you want to go outside and use your media, you know what I'm saying, influence to try to find out information on witnesses and stuff.
Yeah, that's where he fucked
that's
up.
That's kind of, you know, you crossing, yeah, me.
That's
playing
where
with,
he
playing
fucked
with the fire,
up.
Man.
Is that he was trying to use his resources as a reporter to dig up dirt on these women, these accusers. And yeah, that's a little shaky and fraudulent. New shaky fraudulence.
Crazy shit.
But I mean, you know, you can't hate on that man. His brother asks him for advice. You gonna block your brother on the iPhone?
Nah, you just gotta be like, yo, man, that seems like a you problem.
That
man.
Seems like something you just got to deal with.
I mean, I don't know what I could do with you for you, man. I'll
I'm
pray
good
for
over
you. Let me pray for you, bro.
But yeah, he ain't fired. He's suspended indefinitely. You know, they didn't want to put a timetable on it, but he'd be back in the 3 months. He'd be back. Once the weather start getting hot again, or they find a new COVID variant or some shit, he'd be back. He'd be back.
We'll see. Candace Owens, she's back.
What's up with the blackest white girl?
The blackest white racist you ever seen. She's on Fox News again.
That's her favorite place. She's, you know, listen, she get paid for those spots, man. Everybody got to realize she gets paper for those spots, man. Respect the hustle.
Black Americans are the most murderous group in America.
And we are.
By race.
We are.
Damn. Damn.
Did she say anything wrong? Did she lie?
Yeah.
Are murderous motherfuckers.
No, nah, you see, you jumping in. You jumping in the white supremacy, I see. You dipping your toe in the white supremacy pool.
My That's brothers to do better for themselves.
But if you talk about them being a murderous group, you know what I'm saying? You have to talk about the situations they in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, poverty, course, economic situations. You can't just say we the murderous group and that's it and keep it moving.
Of course, I agree with you.
You can't do that.
Anybody who...
Because if you look at poor white areas, there's
the
fucking
thing.
Crime in there too. There's murders, drugs, and crime there too. So for you to just stop and say, oh, black people the murderous group in history, period, and keep it moving, it's like, nah, man. Her job is to just beat down black people every chance she gets.
She's the blackest white girl. What you think?
That's what I'm saying. She gets on and these people allow her to get on because she says things that they can't say.
Exactly.
She could get away with it because she's black.
Exactly.
And so she could beat down and call George Floyd a criminal and all of this shit. Black people this, black people don't can't do this. She could say that. And they're just saying the white people will just sit there and just look at it and let us say this shit.
They
like,
applaud
yeah.
and they say, yes.
Yeah, because that's what we want to say.
That's our resident nigga.
That's what we want to say.
You go, so you girl. Can
say it. Shit nigga. Is out of this world, man.
Go. That's our resident nigga then.
Shit is unbelievable, good. Man.
That's what they do. That's what they want.
I don't know how she sleeps at night, man.
She sleeps on a fucking $5,000 bed, probably, okay?
I bet it's white.
Oh, yeah, with white bed sheets and all that. Yeah?
Yeah? Juicy Smollett, man.
It's the juicy case.
My man Juicy, man.
It's the juicy case. It's juicy case.
Yo, it's looking bad for him, man. The Nigerian brothers.
He still blamed it on them, right? It was their scheme, right? I think that's what his story is.
Listen, they got paperwork. They got emails and text messages. He's done. I don't know what they're gonna do, but he's done. They said they got on the stand and said that Juicy came up to them and was saying, oh, I want you to beat me up because I'm getting death threats and the Empire Studio, the station is not taking it seriously. So I want to make up this little I get beat up scenario so they could take it more seriously. That sounds like something Juicy would say, man. Sounds like he would say that.
Sounds like a Juicy.
Then he said, oh, I want y'all to just come up to me, beat me up, put the noose around my neck and make it seem like I was fighting back, bruise me up a little bit, and we good. I'm gonna call the cops and that's it.
That's a juicy quote.
That's a juicy quote, man. And even when the shit first came out, it sounded weird. That's how I know what they saying got to be
why
true.
Why it took so long? Why did it take so long?
Oh, it took long because the DA in that in Chicago was like, there's nothing to see here. Like, we done. Like, it's just case is over. Ain't nobody got hurt. It's done. So she closed the case, and then the police department reopened that shit. Because they said, we can't let this shit go. Yeah. This nigga played us for a fool.
Yeah, he had us running around looking for nothing.
And you blame MAGA and Trump supporters, too?
Yeah.
What? They definitely not going to let that shit go.
I guess.
So... yeah, he should be on the dumbass.
The Juicy Smollett case. Hey, Juice. Just take the plea, my nigga. I don't know why you ain't take that.
He not gonna plead to that. He trying to take it all the way to the end, man.
Juicy Smollett.
Your boy Eric Adams. No, you with him or you not with him? Man?
No. Not with it at all.
Eric Adams explains why we need stop and frisk.
No.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. Stop and frisk is coming back with a vengeance. He's already saying that he's going to implement it. Like, and he's starting with the Bronx.
I need this guy to get out of here, man. This is what people voted for, man.
He going to have the gang unit out there terrorizing black people, Spanish people.
This is what people voted for.
Again.
this is what y'all asked for? Did he run? He didn't run on that platform, right? He ain't run, y'all bring it back, stop and frisk, guys. Vote for me.
No, he wouldn't got no votes if he did that.
Exactly.
He tricked y'all.
Don't sit here and talk about why the city needs stop and frisk, nigga. Why the fuck, nigga? Nigga, you need a headline. How about that, Eric Adams?
This shit is crazy, man.
City needs stop and frisk.
He said, January 1st, I will make it my number one priority. Wow.
Nah, we gotta shut that down. I mean,
shut it down? What do you mean, shut it down? He the mayor.
Yeah, but he still gotta pass through things, you know?
No, he don't. All he gotta do is tell the police departments, this is what we doing. And the police chief gonna be like, okay, that's what we wanted to do anyway.
We've been waiting.
Yeah, like, where you been at? Like, thanks. Yeah, man.
Eric Adams is a wild boy. Wild fucking boy. Jesus. Did you see the verses?
Oh, man. Boom, 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 boom.
Bone Thug boom, versus 3-6 Mafia.
Me, baby.
Now, we seen verses get contentious. We seen people throwing stuff at, you know. But this shit actually went to blows.
Wow. Wow, Diddy.
Busy Bone, right? It was Busy Bone.
He gets busy. That's why his name Busy Bone. He said, you're going to stop disrespecting us on stage.
Busy Bone is, in this stage of his life, he is a warrior for Jesus Christ.
I don't think Jesus would have did that.
So he was, you know, hating on 3-6, saying, yo, y'all double worshipers.
I mean, I always thought that too.
Y'all need to repent. Y'all need to forget. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. And I'm the man that's going to show you the way.
With this bottle to your head.
And then he said, y'all not going to be mocking me. And Juicy J was like, nigga, suck my dick.
Woo. How you going to just throw that around? You just gonna throw that around?
Nah, that's suck my dick.
Just throwing it around, huh? We grown ass men too. It's not even like we one of these weird ass 6'9" motherfuckers. We grown ass men. You gonna talk about suck my dick, huh?
Okay. That's you know, inviting someone to the Frank stand.
He was calling for that.
That is a quick way to get your ass beat.
But how he missed though? Like he the first bottle
something.
Missed.
Yeah, he threw something.
And then he threw another one that hit him in the leg. I'm like, damn. And then he ended up behind the crowd. I'm like, wait, how you start the shit and then end up behind everybody?
Of course. That's
how the fuck you do that?
You know the instigator is never the one ready to bang out.
I've rewound that shit like 5 times. I'm like, he threw the bottle, then he threw the other one, then he started moonwalking backwards.
He started backsliding.
When shit started getting, he started moonwalking. Like, I'm like, wait, where'd he go?
How's
he in the back? Like, your boy backsliding in the. Come on, son. You ain't want to catch one of those hooks. Somebody tried to come around. Somebody was beasted. Somebody jumped over the DJ's table. Like,
yeah, somebody.
What the fuck
know,
wrong with you, man?
Guys wilding for respect.
Yeah, like yeah, the people that was involved wasn't even like.
Like say, yo, this is what we here for. It's the only reason they there for is, you know, make sure shit don't happen. If something happens, then they got to be on call. Yeah, so, you know, I think Thriller went to, you know, they say, yo, we having technical difficulties. And
oh, yeah, I see.
When they said, you know, in quotation, technical difficulties meant Busy Bone. So, you know, that was the technical difficulty.
Yeah, man. People's mics got knocked out. That'll cause you some difficulties, man.
So, I mean, you know, it was after that, they patched it up. Busy Bone apologized.
Yeah. And then they continued with it.
And they continued with the battle, man.
Get it, man. That's how you do it.
You know,
that's how you do it. No harm, no foul. Ain't nobody get caught,
just,
really.
You know, Whip That Trick was just, you know, it was too early to perform Whip That Trick.
Yeah,
it was.
They lost, though. Bone Thugs and Harmony. They got their ass whooped.
I mean, it's Bone Thugs, man. How many songs did they have?
I think the way they placements of the songs was bad, man.
Did they do, the song with B.I.G. That's my favorite Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They
song.
Did, but they put it up against a song that was easy to beat. Like, they should have put that up against one of the heavy hitters, man. So, but 3-6 had too much, man.
I'm just glad that
I gotta stay fly. Yeah, when they played that, I was like, oh shit.
They ain't got
nothing for that. Bone Thugs ain't that. Then they played some song nobody never heard before. I'm like, wait, what?
What the fuck is that? What are y'all doing, man? Did they play the other Bone Thug song?
First of all, any Bone Thug song, you know they played it. They had to.
They couldn't not play it.
Like,
I'm just glad Gangsta Boo was there. It's good to see Gangsta Boo alive.
Gangsta Boo was funny when he threw the bottle. She was like, "Busy, why you ain't take your medication?
Yeah, he ain't like, taking his medication. You hate her." So I'm just, you know, I'm glad diabetes ain't get her, because she looked like, you know, when Gangsta Boo first came out, she looked like a poster ad for diabetes, you know, a leading candidate for diabetes. And I'm just glad that we ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, okay? We here, man.
We're not doing that no more.
Ghostface Killah and Rekwan.
Rekwan? You mean you said Rekwan?
I call him Rekwan. They challenged the Locks to a versus battle. They trying to get some get back.
Yeah.
I seen what they did to Dipset and was like, nah, man. Nah, man.
I don't want to see the Locks anymore. I feel like once you've done a versus, that's it. Man, like, what does the Locks want to do now?
What do you mean? They still got way more stuff.
I get it, but the bangers, you want to
hear. Yeah, we all said the bangers.
They got, Jadakiss still got bangers. They could do individual bangers. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
they got shit for days. But yeah, Jadakiss already did Fabulous.
Yeah, it's
Dipset.
Enough, man.
Jadakiss?
I don't want to see Jada no more.
This would be Jada's third versus.
Yeah, man. That's enough.
Yo, is he the king of hip hop right now, man? I think he is, man.
Stock definitely went up.
Yeah, I mean,
that might be that, because I don't think Jay-Z could do what Jadakiss did on stage like that.
What do you say? Why do you say that?
Because I haven't seen him. Have you seen Jay-Z? Where he been at?
He's making billions, man.
Exactly. He making too much money to even come down to even perform on that level Jadakiss did.
Billies. So
Jay-Z too big to even do a versus, which is sad, man.
I mean, but who can Jay can't do a versus.
Yes, he can.
Who's going to verse him in a versus? Kanye did say he
yeah, Kanye.
Yeah, I guess.
Drake. Come on, Jay got hits for days. They could be up there for 5 hours throwing hits back and forth.
You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying, Jay-Z did a B-side concert. He did a concert with just his B-sides.
He could go against Nas, right? Too. Him and Jay-Z and Nas is cool now. They could go against Nas. Like, come on, there's some things they could do now. That would be. Come on, man. Don't do that.
I
would say
Jay face.
I would be like, nah. Nah, I'll be like,
zoom in on his face.
I would be like, you could do it, but you can't play that song. Like, yeah. You can't do that. You could do everything but that song.
Close up angle when Ether is coming on. When you hear that, fuck Jay-Z.
Damn. What if you start off with that?
That sets the tone. That will set the tone. He won. If he comes out with that first, he won the battle. There's nothing else Jay could do after that.
He's oh, like, yo, man.
If Nas grabs a mic, be like, yo, I'm here. I'm setting the tone. One zip. And then, fuck Jay-Z. And then
oh, man.
Off the stage. That's it.
With whiskers like a rat. Compared to beans, you whack. Oh, God. Yeah, Jay-Z wouldn't be able to sit through that. Yeah, I don't know, yeah, man. I'd love to see that.
I don't want to see no Ghostface versus Rekwan versus The Lie.
I'll watch it. Shit. I'll watch that shit. Because I want to see, can The Locks be beat, man?
Oh, cool.
Can they be beat? Where we going with it?
You want to go with it? I was looking at something. I don't know.
Foxy Brown, Little Kim, man. Damn, I hope that shit happens.
That's not happening, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
They got robots that can reproduce.
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit, man.
Robots can now make babies now. So They got nanobot technology that's making babies, dogs. So really, what do people need? What do we need?
Nothing.
Yo, so Reaper dude, don't you mean like a chromosome?
I don't know how they did it, but they doing it. Yeah.
And they doing it big.
They fucking doing it.
They doing it big. Speaking of things reproducing, man, I'm gonna light up too. Yeah. The Omarion strain. Or the Omicron strain. Omicron strain is here in New York City. We got five cases.
It's in New York?
Five cases in New York, man. One case in California. Another case somewhere else. Yeah, we here.
History is repeating itself. You think it's a scam,
Al? Scam to get your booster shot. They just try to sell more shots.
So those people was lying? I mean, since that Omicron shit came here, it's been 22 million people got vaccinated. Not 22. 2 million people in one day got vaccinated.
That's good.
So if they are lying and saying it is here, shit, it's working. Because now more people is like, oh, hell no.
They try to catch that.
Booster, they're going to have another strand.
But they not faking it though.
History is repeating itself.
I think it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's going to mutate because people ain't getting vaccinated, so it's going to mutate.
Now, the thing about
people traveling.
Oh, Omicron.
That shit sound like a Decepticon, don't it?
The thing with Omicron is that it's easier to spread, right? It's perfected the spreading method. However, it's lowered its severity, right? So,
but they don't know that.
What though? To vaccinated at lower severity?
I don't know. I guess everybody.
Vaccinated people at lower severity.
They said they don't know if the vaccine even works on that strain.
Yeah, that's another thing. The vaccine don't even work on that.
You mean to tell me ain't no other virus out here mutating but Omicron?
Nah, the flu's been mutating for over 100 years.
So why don't you talk about the flu? Why don't you talk about syphilis?
Because the flu don't kill.
Chickenpox. Chickenpox don't mutate.
Nah, chickenpox
don't kill, Lo.
Chickenpox is dead.
Still. This the only one mutating? It gotta be propaganda, man.
I don't know, man.
I think it's
propaganda
fest.
It's some shit we ain't never seen before. It's some new shit.
You didn't even see COVID-19. You seen COVID-19?
Yeah,
I seen
like
under the
ball with spikes on it.
Yeah, the protein spike ball.
Got ball with
fuck
spikes.
Fuck you mean
on.
You ain't see that shit?
I seen it.
First strand.
Yeah, that's I got the that spikes
shit.
On it.
I saw that shit, nigga. I saw that shit on the news. That shit was everywhere, dog.
I mean, what do we want here, man? Like, it's gonna keep mutating. As long as it don't mutate to the shit that's gonna kill us.
We want to say
for real.
So. They can stop squeezing all the money out of us. That's what we. They scamming us right now.
Me. It sound good. Till you get that shit.
Dead ass.
All that talk sounds great. Till your ass is sick and huffing and coughing and shit.
Since we on the topic of
Omicron?
Of the Omicron and coronavirus. I'm gonna do an early dumbass, man. Ooh. Early dumbass. Two Republicans, man. It's the Republicans mostly buying this shit. They buying some shit online called Magic Dirt.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Magic Dirt. A website is promoting this as black oxygen organic dirt that comes from the Appalachian Mountains and shit like that, where you could, and they say this shit treats all different type of illnesses and diseases, even coronavirus. Yep.
Okay.
So people was out here getting buying magic dirt.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And rubbing it on themselves and all that?
Rubbing it on themselves, cooking with this shit. Bathing their babies in it, bathing their dogs in this shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dirt?
God made dirt and dirt don't hurt, you heard?
Guess how much an ounce of this shit costs?
How much? Like a G?
$110 an ounce of dirt.
Nigga, that's
that
a good
you
buck,
can
nigga.
Buy and cook and bathe in.
That's an ounce of some low strand OG. That's about $110 too. So it's a going price for an ounce.
But the internet wins though, always. Because people started to, I guess when once people started putting up videos of them bathing their babies in this
in the magic
fucking
dirt.
Black magic dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as Boo. B-O-O. Yeah, it's called Boo.
For what, Majin Boo?
No, because it's called black, it's black oxygen organic dirt. So it's called Boo. They call it Boo.
Majin Boo.
But somebody bought the shit because they knew it was a scam, obviously. So somebody bought the shit and got it tested to a and sent it to a laboratory to get tested to see what the fuck is in it. And it was in there was heavy metals, pesticides, parasites, lead, and arsenic.
They got fucking parasites in that shit?
In that shit. And people bathing and cooking it in this shit. What the fuck? Yo, this
so
is where we at.
They putting it in their body.
It, no, not only was it dirt, it was the worst possible dirt they could find. That's like backyard dirt of in back of a fucking like a factory.
They got a scoop of the Hudson.
Yeah,
that's
like
the Hudson sediment in the bottom of the Hudson.
Yo,
yeah, go bathe in that shit,
bro, and put it in a bag, yo, and sold it, and people buying this shit off a damn bullshit ass Shopify store. What the fuck makes you think you could trust somebody that got a Shopify store? The fuck?
Shopify is some of them be scams. Be fake front.
Yeah, some of them be scams and shit. Like, and you buying dirt?
Serve the politicians right. Because the politicians be serving that dirt.
Mm.
And then switch up, they pitch up.
Yep.
After they get in office.
Yeah, Eric
that's
Adams.
True.
Buying that bullshit dirt.
Eric Adams, that's what he did.
Yeah. But this is literal. They bathing their babies and dogs in this shit. Babies and dogs don't even have a choice. You choosing to bathe them in dirt, and they don't even know what the fuck going on. They gonna look at pictures 20 years later like,
why is my mom so fucking dumb?
Wow.
Why is my parents fucking dumb?
You can't choose your parents, man.
That's what they say.
You can't choose your parents, yo.
That's what it was saying.
Damn, I feel sorry for those people, but yeah, y'all dumb as fuck, man.
Y'all some mean dumbasses.
And we gonna take that and go straight to King of the Week, man.
Hold on. King of the Week! I love me, you know. Let's do this King of the Week thing, man. Shout out to the King of the fucking Week.
Oh God, man.
King of the Week.
A 2-year-old. 2-year-old math genius.
Wow.
Isaiah Gihamifi from Ghana.
From Ghana?
From Ghana.
Shout out to my brother.
Boy. Already considered a math genius and can speak Japanese, Spanish, English, French, Italian, Twi. Yorobi? Yorobia?
Tree. He speaks tree. T-W-I, that's tree.
Oh, that's tree?
Yeah, but that's his homeland. That's his native language.
Okay. But English, French, Spanish, Italian, and Japanese?
Hey.
At 2 years old? Oh, hell no. What's going on with your boy, man?
Shout out to him. Nigga, how old is he?
2 years old.
Nigga, at 2 years old, I couldn't even speak English. I was trying to figure out English.
He could already solve complex math problems.
At 2 years old?
That don't even make sense.
That don't
this
even
shit
make
might be
any
fake.
Type of sense.
This shit might be fake, man.
Yeah, that might
that,
be
man.
It.
That don't even make sense. Now it makes sense. If I give him some fucking obtuse angles, you gonna tell me he gonna know what the fuck is the degrees of that shit? I don't believe
without
that.
A fucking protractor.
Nah, I got to see that shit for myself, man.
2 years old, I was trying to master taking shits and the only and my own English language.
What? So like, oh nah, you was a slow developer then, nigga. What the fuck? You still trying to figure out how to use the potty at 2?
Just
I think
knows.
Ain't that the first year?
Nah. No.
Like I'm two. Talking shit. I don't even. I might have been like 3 or 4 old. When I figured it out. I don't even know.
Gotta, 2 years old, you start getting off the pamper. And you got to fucking whatever it is, you got to pay. Man, let's go to sports. We got to do an abbreviated episode, y'all. My body is shaking right now.
Oh damn!
I'm in cold sweats.
Wait, hold on. Before we go, we got one more king of the week, man.
Who's the king? I'm sorry, my bad.
How do we skip it over kings right, that we got to acknowledge,
man?
We got
to acknowledge our kings.
His name, shit.
It's a crazy one?
Adewumi.
Adewumi!
Another African kid, man.
Hey, Africans is winning out here, man. We out here, we winning.
10-year-old boy is the U.S. National Chess Master. At 10 years old, he's a fucking chess master.
See, that I could believe. I believe that. 10 years old, chess master, yes,
and
I
just
understand.
For winning, just for being a chess master, he got $250,000, man.
Actually, I saw that
story. That nigga need a movie off this mother. Give him a movie.
I saw that story on 60 Minutes, actually. They were doing a piece on him before he became the chess master, when he was training to be the chess master. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah. Shout out to him, man, because chess ain't no shit. That's some shit right there.
The ultimate thinking man's game.
Word, man. At 10 years old, we got to get your ass. Where's the movie at, man?
And then if somebody, you ever had somebody beating your ass in chess talking shit to you? It's still one of the worst feelings in the world.
Yeah,
you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I had somebody play chess with me. I was playing, they were like, yo, don't do that. Why you move that?
You don't want to do
take
that.
You want to take it back? Like, damn, when they say, do you want to take a move back? You'd be like, I don't want to play no more.
Yeah, that's when you know, like, what you
like, yo, you might want to take that back.
you might
want to redo that, man. Damn.
You got any
sports,
more kings?
Man.
No,
nah, that's all kings. We can do two kings.
Sports of the week. How about them Cowboys? We back, baby.
Y'all back to what, man? Y'all ain't doing shit.
We on top of the division.
Okay.
We came through on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Caught 4 picks on Taysom Hill. Get the fuck out of here, Taysom Hill.
He's not even a quarterback. Y'all beat up on somebody that's not even
a quarterback. We showed that nigga he wasn't a quarterback.
Yeah, he ain't
the Saints paid him, though. So.
Not even a quarterback, bro.
Diggs got another pick. Pollard had a long run.
Yeah, you got somebody got sacked too, or sack every game or something.
Yeah, Parsons.
Yeah, man, he's balling.
Parsons is a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year.
Facts. He going crazy.
So, I mean, we got a lot of division opponents coming up, so we should go on a streak.
Yeah, because that's trash.
But let's see,
all
man.
All up in there, man.
Knicks are 11-11, disappointing again.
Mm-hmm. They're going to scratch to get in the playoffs. They're going to be number 7.
We are currently out of playoff position right now.
Wow.
11-11.
You hear the trade they talk about?
Getting Kemba the fuck out of here. Yep, I'm all for it.
Trading Kemba and Fournier for Westbrook.
No. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Why would they do that?
I don't like that at all. But
and then they also got an offer, Julius Randle, Kemba Walker for Ben Simmons.
Mm-mm. Anyway, that's not even a real offer. But Kemba and Fournier are the two worst defensive players on our team. Kemba is one of the historically worst defenders in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And y'all need defense.
The plus minus with him off the court is about, with him on the court, it's about 11, minus 11.
Damn. And the Lakers won him? Lakers don't even play defense. Why the fuck would you want him?
I guess they got Rondo, so they was like, yeah.
They need a team that scores, but good defense need them. Like, he need to go to the Clippers or something.
Brooklyn, how you feel?
What?
That's your team, right?
Balling.
Now that's your people's now, right?
I want to see New York do good, man. I want to see New York do good. They my people.
We played hard against the Nets. We played against the Bulls. We played hard, and then we lost both games. Close.
They played hard, but KD, that KD effect, man, is real, man.
So,
KD effect, it's real.
Baseball's on a lockout. They need to get that shit together.
Oh, damn.
Billionaires and millionaires arguing over money.
Mm.
Wow, motherfuckers can't even pay their bills. You know, these motherfuckers out here can't even pay their fucking bills, and y'all arguing about dollar bills. Mm. That don't even make no sense.
It really don't.
But, That's pretty much sports. You got anything else on the sports landscape?
Nah.
Mm. Grind mines. Alcohol grinds my fucking gears. Hangovers grind my fucking ears. It's fucking gross, man. That's why I smoke weed, man.
That's it. That's what I do.
I gotta stay consistent with the smoking weed and just, you know.
That's it. And just have a taste or something, man. You can't have multiple drinks, man. It's
when I see fuck alcohol, you up, man. I don't wanna see it. I don't wanna. No, it's too much. While you're doing it, it's fun. You're like, with the fucking next morning.
Yeah, that afterward effect, man, it's tough.
Yeah, so I'm going through right now, and I hate every second of it. So, grind my gears. What grinds yours?
Try to get it right.
Get it. Find it.
Try to get it right. The justice system in America grinds my fucking gears, man. It's a petition going around for a girl that's in jail right now, Crystal Kaiser, who was 16 years old. She's a black girl, 16 years old, when she met Randy Voller, mm-hmm. who sex trafficked her, raped her, abused her. She killed Mr. Randy Voller. And she wasn't able to get that self-defense.
Nah.
That your boy Kyle Rittenhouse got. And this is in Kenosha, the same fucking place that he shot those people at.
Yeah, nah, they wild.
So how come she can't get a self-defense when she was raped and abused by this man and was held against, kidnapped, held against her will?
Yeah, they were.
And she kills him, but she can't get self-defense? Okay.
Duh, come on, man.
This is America.
The video in Texas.
Oh, you want to play Kenosha. Guess that race? You want to guess what race she is?
She got to be black, man. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, man.
The justice system ain't the same. It's just not the same for all colors, man.
You just keep seeing it over and over again, man.
Justice system is not the same for all colors.
It's terrible shit, man.
How many Asian people you see in jail? That's great. You ask yourself that. How many Asian people you see getting locked up and shit?
That's true.
Rare.
I mean, but they smarter, though. Because they know, like, this is going to get me in jail. Don't do that. Don't do that. They got it quick. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Black people willing to roll the dice, to push the line. Like, we got more I don't give a fuck in us, man.
And that's a problem.
Yep.
That in itself is a problem. You got too much I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yo, but when you got to live in a country that beats you down every fucking day, like, you start to give that, I mean, you know, I don't give a fuck no more. Like, just fuck this whole shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to rob somebody.
It's, you know, it's the explanation to why, right? It's, you know, can someone could say that stupid shit that she says, and then, but you gotta ask yourself why.
Yep.
You
know? She skips over the why all the time. Oh, like, she never.
She doesn't know what why is.
Yeah, she don't want to get to the why, man.
It goes X and Z for her.
Oh man, another thing grinding my gears this week, man. The CRT debate is what we said was gonna happen is gonna happen.
Oh my God, yo, critical race theory is like the new hot word this year.
Yo,
I don't think I even heard that shit in 2019. This is when talking about that.
It's been around for like 15 years, and we're just talking about the shit now. Like,
it's the new hot shit.
Oh man, Tennessee. First of all, critical race theory is taught in colleges, man.
It wasn't taught in my college.
But now they're saying.
You took that class though?
Any what? Critical race theory. No, you gotta be going for a law degree. And you gotta be getting a law degree, and the teacher might talk about critical race theory because it has to do with law. and how laws, you know, affect people.
Right.
So it's not even taught in regular college, man. You got to go to specific college to learn that shit. But now they putting it in K through 12, Tennessee.
Putting in critical race theory?
No, they banning critical race theory. They mean, not even critical race theory. They putting anything that has to do with blackness and racism as critical race theory.
Oh, they saying just want to generalize.
Anything that talks about privileged based on race or sex is out. Anything that causes discomfort or makes someone feel guilty about their race is out. Oh, God. Anything that talks about race, sex, religion is out. Or social class.
So
out. Goodbye.
So the civil rights, they can't learn about
all
that.
Of that. They taking out books.
And that's exactly what they wanted to do.
Look at this. Martin Luther King books, off the shelves.
Yeah, that's not what they wanted.
Harriet Tubman, off the shelves. And all of that shit, off the shelves. Anything that has to do with civil rights, anything, that era, gone. They won't be learning that shit.
Exactly what they wanted to do.
And we talked about it how last week they're saying if they catch a teacher talking about it.
Oh, yeah, you get snitched on.
You could snitch on them and get $500.
Yeah.
What the fuck going on around here, man? This is where this is America, man. Welcome.
Dang,
pull up a fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The teacher's shit. We don't learn about no credit. We don't learn about how to establish a business. We don't learn about LLCs, corporations. We don't learn about none of that shit.
Mental health. How about mental health?
Facts.
How about that?
We don't even talk about mental fucking health.
How about that?
Because they know. Because
that should be taught.
If you do talk about that shit, you sit there and be like, yeah, this shit is affecting my mental health right now, this fucking classroom.
That should be taught, like, starting from kindergarten, mental health. Because some of you kindergarten kids are unhealthy in the head, man.
No.
I see it.
I know that for a fact.
See it.
Trust me.
They don't know the difference between healthy and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep on keeping on.
Yep.
That is a fact, though. Anything else, Grandma?
Nah, man. That's it, man.
You want a dumbass?
Dumbass, man.
Dumas of the week. My guy. Where's he at? Where's my man's at? First of all, Joel Osteen is hiding money in his fucking walls. He's a real gangster right there.
What's he hiding money in the wall for?
I mean, gotta be tax purposes or something. You know, you need to hide money. Go talk to your man, Joel. Just
put it in the stock market, man. That's how you hide it.
My next dumbass. Tristan Thompson, man, what the fuck are you doing, man? How many times do you got a nut in a shorty, man? Like, what's wrong with you, man?
What? You got somebody pregnant?
So apparently he's got another woman pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And she gives birth to a baby boy. Her name is Marlene Nichols. Marlene Nichols.
Damn,
and
man.
He wrote to Miss Nichols on Snapchat. You think you're going to get money out of this? I plan on retiring at the end of the year. So you're only going to make a couple hundred in taxes. You're only going to get a couple hundred in child support.
What makes him think that?
I mean, if he's retiring.
It don't go off of what you got in the bank. Oh, it goes off of what you make?
Yeah, your earnings.
Oh, that's what it makes. Oh, so it don't go off of how much money you got?
Nah.
So if I'm a rapper and I owe child support, I could just be like, I'm retired. And that's it?
And you just can't bring in any money. Whatever you bring in.
Oh, shit.
Or you do the Joel Osteen and you hide that shit in the walls. You know what I mean?
Damn.
My next dumbass. Alec Baldwin. He wasn't really on my list, but I just saw him crying. I just saw a picture of him crying.
Why? He killed somebody, man. He should be crying, man. That must be tough to live with, man.
He niggas catching slugs. Niggas just putting holes in niggas every fucking day and they sleeping
you
good at night.
You talking about a white Hollywood actor, man. He just killed somebody, like, right in front of his face. Like, He probably can't even sleep at night, man.
He said he can't imagine doing another script that involves a gun.
Yeah, man. I feel sorry for him, man. I feel sorry for him,
all
man.
That, I think all that, nigga. I think all that's bullshit, dogs.
You think he don't care that he killed somebody?
I think when he closed the door, he like, yeah, I caught a body in.
You bugging. You, what the fuck? You bugging, man.
I think he's like, yo, he's in the mirror like, what? Yo,
he probably
that nigga
feel like
shit never ran up on me like that.
Yo, he probably feels like shit, man.
He tried to run up. So I gave him the bang bang, you know?
Damn, man.
Anyway, but the real dumbass of the week, my guy, Antonio Brown.
Oh, man.
We reported that his chef snitched on him and said, yo, he got a fake vaccine card. And apparently, the NFL checked those serial numbers, and the shit was fake.
Oh, my God.
Antonio Brown was formally suspended for 3 games after the NFL determined he used a fake vaccine card.
He gonna have to pay a fine, too, to the government.
That's the thing, nigga. That's a fetty. Nigga, you might do time.
Nah, it's no time. You get
no, it's
a fine.
2 to 3.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it said it was just a fine.
It's 2 to 3 years and
oh,
a fine,
shit.
Bro.
And a fine? Oh, they not playing with
I
that shit.
I thought that the NFL was trying to let him off easy. They said, I think the NFL did let him off. They said, oh, he just violated COVID protocols. But I think reporters did their own investigation and was like, oh, yeah, it was that card, right? And they found out. Because the NFL just said him and some other players are suspended for 3 games for violating COVID protocol. They ain't say why. They ain't say nothing.
How many games did Aaron Rodgers get?
That's another point I wanted to make. Aaron Rodgers.
That's the same thing.
But he didn't falsify documents.
Okay, he just lied.
He just lied.
Is it falsifying documents lying better? I'm lying too. I just did it better. The fuck? Like the hell? Like why are you going? Oh, come on, man. Now.
So, I think Aaron Rodgers. It is unfair, right? But that's they don't want to have a quarterback suspended for 3 games.
That's what it is.
And it's AB. They hate. You know, NFL got a thing about hating on AB. So.
Golly, man.
Yeah, man. That wasn't smart, AB. But Aaron Rodgers should be suspended too. But I mean, the difference is Aaron Rodgers ain't, you know, he ain't falsified documents.
Yeah, he ain't take it to the next level.
He just was like, he just lied.
I'm good.
He's like, yeah, I'm good. Nah, he said, I'm good. He's like, you got the shot? I'm good.
He said, I'm immunized.
He said, I'm immunized.
Oh, okay, so we good.
So really, like, they was like, so you went and got the shot? He's like, I'm good.
I'm immunized. Like, oh,
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's what you.
He should have got 3 games his damn self. Piece of shit.
Yeah, those are my dumbass.
Oh, man. My dumbass goes to a FedEx driver, man, who dumped, oh, man, boxes in the woods. Mad Amazon packages galore, man.
Oh, that dude that just left that shit there, right?
Left the shit in the woods, man. But I feel like somebody was supposed to come and pick the shit up and didn't come.
Yeah.
Somebody fucked up the plan.
Or he was like, damn, you don't remember where you put the truck? He was like, nah.
He's like, yo, it's in the woods. You gotta go to the tree, yeah, make a right, I mean, or go up the hill.
Niggas know how to map the woods. So with the person that who's supposed to make the pickup
got lost and never
found
the
shit. I can't find the truck, my nigga. You telling me you can't find a truck in the woods?
Nah, it wasn't a truck. It was just the packages was in the woods.
I think it was a truck too.
Nah, it was just a pack. He dropped the packages there and was like continuing his route. And then he would go, come back, drop some more packages, go do his route, drop some more. Like if he thought something was valuable, he would throw it in the woods. And somebody was supposed to come pick it up and never came. Because if somebody would have came, they would have just said, oh, we never got our packages. I'm like, oh, I don't know. We got lost in route. I don't know what happened. But it's found in the woods. We know you up to no good, dummy. Come on, man. You do. That's what happens when you do crime with your family, man.
Yeah, somebody's supposed to do the pickup.
You know, that was your family that did some shit like that.
Somebody's supposed to do the pickup, man. Up. Why you ain't do the pickup?
Yeah, you fucked up with that one, buddy. Dead ass. Queens assistant principal arrested.
For what?
For arranging a meeting with a 14-year-old on Grindr, man. You're nasty ass.
You're nasty. You get a nasty dumbass.
40 years old, man.
Get give him a little NBA, nigga.
Yeah.
He's a nasty dumbass.
Come on, man. And then he tried to say, oh, she lied about her age. Nigga, stop lying, man. Oh, parents caught you, man. You like them young, don't you, R. Kelly? Nasty you bastard. Houston man was out here doing PPP frauds like a motherfucker.
Oh, get that money, man.
Going into the strip clubs, letting it rain.
Of course.
My man got the business, Enterprise Holdings LLC.
Of course.
713 Construction LLC.
Of course, it's all big business, baby.
Construction LLC.
Uh-huh.
Pipes and Fixtures LLC.
Let's do it.
Multiple businesses.
And hasn't touched a fucking speck of concrete to have in his fucking
oh,
life.
Oh, man. Received $1.6 million in PPP loans.
Mm.
1.6.
Listen, I don't blame anybody because that was one of the hardest battles I had to fight.
Yo.
Was not applying myself for a motherfucking PPP. Right?
But then why you go to the strip? Why you gonna go to strip club? He just felt like I'm a rapper. He wanted to live that rapper life for one second. Like, I wanna live this rapper life for 1 second.
They sent me a letter in the mail. They said, hey, you want a PPP loan? We can help you. It's calling me.
But why he had to do it? Why he gotta come up with multiple five businesses? You can't just do one, huh?
No.
You gotta come up with five separate businesses,
You gotta get the 20, then you gotta double up, get that 40, and then you could get 40 on the other businesses. That's how you get that 1.5, my nigga. Come on, dog.
Well, I hope it was worth it, man, because he went to the court and they said, you're facing 70 years.
Uh-huh.
Murderers don't even get that. 70 years. But luckily for him, you know, he pled guilty, copped out, ended up getting 9 years. 9 years is still a long fucking time to me.
That's almost a decade. Nothing.
Nonviolent crime, 9 years?
Of nothingness, just standing.
Damn, homie.
I always tell people, I got places to go, got people to see. The penitentiary ain't the place for me. Nope.
Damn. That's rough.
I ain't got time for jail.
It's tough shit, man.
Hey, 9 year vacation, man.
Oh, man.
You get some good sleep.
Rihanna, come on down, man. First time
Rihanna
gracing the table of dumbasses.
Rihanna's getting a dumbass?
The beautiful, sexy.
Nah, man. I might have to say no on this.
Come
one,
on down
let's see.
To
talk,
the table,
talk to me.
Man.
What you doing with my queen?
She allowed them butt out pajamas to rock.
Okay.
Did you see the butt out pajamas? You ain't see it? Look at the butt out pajamas.
She met with her Fenty line?
Fenty line. She looks amazing in it.
I'm putting in Google butt out pajamas.
Rhea Fenty. Yo.
It ain't even all the way out. It's like a little out.
It's little butt cleavage.
I like that.
I don't know if I like that.
Butt flap.
You got a little butt cleavage.
Nah.
That she looks amazing in.
That ain't even the money spot. You can't even,
you know. Yeah, you can't. What the hell is that for?
What are we doing, Rihanna? You just doing shit to do it.
Yeah.
She's just doing shit to go viral, and that's why you get the dumbass. Cause now when you seen those, you was like, oh, this is gonna hit the internet and it's gonna be huge. So she threw the shit out there, and the shit is corny, man. Because okay, you look good in that, Rihanna. Those shit's good.
Where is she at? I'm looking for Rihanna.
But the internet is now, women are trying them shits on. And some women got droopy asses.
Yeah. And not everybody built for that.
They got the big old country asses.
First of all, this is showing me a whole lot of back. That's why I'm
back
not a fan of
in the top
of, that.
Of the butt, man.
This is nothing, man. It's a whole lot of back. This is, some
but
of
the
bitches got some long backs.
They got long backs.
So this ain't gonna rock
going
for you. This ain't for you, baby girl. With your long back ass.
What about the long crack women? Women got the long butt cracks. Now the whole, like, what about the short butt crack women? So now you can't even see the butt cleavage because they got a little butt crack. You're not thinking about all the women that's out here, Rihanna.
Oh, God.
You're being real selective, Rihanna.
This ain't it.
Okay? You got to think about everybody now, man.
Now you sitting on my couch and those? Oh, no.
Come on, man.
Oh, no. You need to get your ass up.
Come on.
Get your back out. Got your back out.
And those crazy.
Get your back out.
Come on, man.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
You're not thinking about everybody, Rihanna. You're not, man. Only certain women could wear those, man.
Yeah, this is, sweetheart, this ain't for you. If you got a long back, no. You got a nickel back, no.
I mean, and those are like not even like lingerie pajamas. Those is like everyday pajamas. So I got to see your butt crack every day?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to see cheeks every day. Nobody. You better have some beautiful fucking cheeks and put cocoa butter on it and all that, man. Cause you come outside with your dusty ass showing. Come on now. What are we doing now?
Coming outside with that anyway.
Nah, that's an inside shit.
A highlighted
on
their ass.
Oh man, yeah, Rihanna, like.
Wow, Rihanna, yeah, nah, you're right.
She it's the first time to the table, man. But
anybody could get it, man.
Anybody could get it, man. Rihanna, have a seat right here, man.
Right there, you get that.
Got a seat for you, man.
I need you. We need you to talkings to. It's your nonsense.
Oh man.
Man, we ain't getting over fucking album and that album. She doing fucking back flaps. We ain't getting no fucking album, all right? Stop with that album talk.
Trying to save costs on the backside.
Yeah. You trying to cut costs on design? On fucking fabric? It was like, somebody came up and was like, we could get 20% more profit if we just do the back flap. We just don't finish it up right there.
Yo, just cut the ass so we can save on fabric. Yo, she said, let's do it. Yo.
It's all a money ploy, man. It's good. That's money, you know, whatever, man. She trying to get that bread, man.
Oh man,
it's just not fun for everybody. That's not for everybody.
Oh man, a real recurring figure to the dumbass table.
Who?
Your boy Donald J. Trumpy.
That's my guy, man.
Come on down to the table. You got the golden chair. You done been here mad time. You dumbass mother.
That's the guy, man.
You hear the story that's out now, man?
What's the story?
That Trump been had COVID when he got. When they came out and said, oh, he got tested with COVID, he been had COVID for like a whole week before it was even announced. When he did the debate with Joe Biden, he had COVID. He could have gave Joe Biden COVID. Could have killed Joe.
Joe wouldn't have recovered.
Could have killed Joe, man.
That would have been the plan. That was the move. I mean, obviously, so he didn't want to cancel the debate.
He didn't want to cancel the debate. That he was still having rallies saying, wow, don't wear a mask. He went and to meet with Gold Star family members, people that were survived by their husbands and fathers. No, the Gold Star family came to the White House because they was, you know, people died in war and shit like that. So they came to the White House and met with Trump. He had no mask on, meeting with the families.
Right.
And then when he caught COVID, he said, oh, I was meeting with the Gold Star families and nobody had masks on. So I could have got it from them. Nigga, they got it from you. You already had it.
It's you that put them at risk.
He already had the shit and blamed it on Gold Star family members. People that they fathers and husbands died in war. He blamed it on them when he been had it.
Damn.
When his staff was getting COVID, they don't know how the fuck was everybody getting COVID because Trump was spreading the shit around. Talking about don't wear no fucking mask. Oops. I ain't wearing no mask.
Hugging people. To give them hugs and shit. The fuck is wrong?
And people still want to vote for him? That's why if people that want to vote for him now, it's like, oh, nah, I just can't fuck with you at all, man. I don't give a fuck who you are. Take Clorox in the, maybe some way we can get it in
Clorox
the veins.
Shots.
Maybe some way we can put the UV light in the body somehow.
I was drinking Clorox last night.
Come on, son.
Unbelievable last night.
That guy is something despicable, man.
Thank you very much.
That's what he's done, man. That's my guy, Trump. I'll vote for him again. Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yo, could you imagine if he was the fucking president right now? You know how many people would be fucking dead off COVID right now? We would probably already be an Omega strand right now.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be deterred. But people wouldn't have to be getting vaccines. It would be their choice.
Yeah, Kyrie would be playing.
Yep, Kyrie would be playing. So Kevin Durant would be happy.
Antonio Brown wouldn't have to worry about none of this shit.
Antonio, so, you know, got that Aaron flip Rogers side to it. Saying I'm good. I'm good. So, you know.
Shit is nuts, man. So I got.
That's episode 126. I made a mistake last week, and I put the episode that is 130. It's not actually 130. It's actually 125. It's my mistake, people. I'm sorry.
I mean, when you got mad work, you know what I'm saying? You
might get a lot of work on it, you know. Shout out to Germany.
Are we out here in Germany?
Yeah, they wilding in Germany. They love us in Germany, and we love y'all, man. So we want y'all to be safe. Man, so you could, you know, be safe, so you could rock with us next week. I can't even get the outro right, man. I am fucked up. I got to get off this mic, guys. Have a great one.